that some people call a spook to frighten children with. They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you.
You better behave or something will get you. I don't know what'll get them. I know what would get mine.
Which
would get mine.
Have you ever heard people say to a child, the boogeyman's going to get you?
The boogeyman. Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, would the boogeyman be the same thing as the devil? Or would
The boogeyman is the same thing what the devil is.
Okay.
But they just call it the boogeyman.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Christmas. December the 25th is Christmas.
That's right. And when you first see a friend, what do you say to that friend?
I say, Christmas. What?
You say Happy Christmas.
Happy
or
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
or?
Christmas. Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Christmas gift. I say it when I get something for Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to.
Don't have to tote it, my heavy suitcase.
What do you call something that has a hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its four legs up inside its shell?
Call it, a bullfrog? No.
It can pull its feet up inside its shell and it can just hide there inside its shell.
Huh?
Go ahead, that's all right. Go ahead and say it. Okay. And what would you call the same kind of thing if it lives on the land?
Same thing.
Well, now what about a terrapin? Do you have those, friends?
Yes, terrapin.
Well, now do they live on the land or in the water? Or both?
Both. Land and water.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What do you call the insides of a hog that people eat?
Hog guts. Entrails.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk. The yolk of an egg.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
They call it.
Up here.
His chest.
Okay. What do you call a small thing that a person can get into and it's got oars and he can row himself along on a river? But if somebody wants to go fishing, he'd go get in a
paddling boat.
Okay. Have you heard those called a bateau? What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pretty. It's a pretty set of beads.
All right. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
One man really. The other
one. Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
He's really a stingy, a close person.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
On his knees.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
He really looks tacky.
Okay.